You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. It's intern season. Summer internships have become a rite of passage, and they can be hard to navigate. What are the rules? How do you know if an internship is worth it? Or what about if you're the one hiring an intern? To break it all down, we have Allison Green, who writes the blog Ask a Manager, and joins us every month to talk about life at work. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
All right, we got a ton of internship-related questions. Obviously, tis the season. Our first question comes from Dan DeBrito, writing from Corvallis, Oregon. Oh, we've actually done a lot of reporting in Corvallis. He says his child got an internship at a local college, but that the professor who's supposed to manage the internship is totally absent. He placed Dan's kid in an offsite lab with six grad students, no coaching, no specific goals. And he's wondering if the professor is just checking a box of his grant that says he's got to provide education for low-income high school students. So Dan basically wants to know what he can do about this manager so that his kid has a better internship experience. There seem to be multiple layers here, Allison. So, you know, if you got this as a letter, how would you respond? What do you think?
Well, the first thing is Dan should not step in and contact the professor himself, which is a thing that parents are sometimes tempted to do, but it'll look really bad and it's undermining to the kid. But what you can do as a parent is you can talk to your kid about what they can do. So if you're an intern and you've got an absentee manager and no one is giving you any work, it is reasonable to raise that. You can acknowledge that you know your manager is busy, but you've been left without any guidance or work for a while, and say that you really want to ensure that your time there is useful to both of you, and ask about getting more to do. Maybe even ask if there's someone else there who could use you. Now, if your boss isn't responsive to that, then it's okay to take the initiative and talk to other people there and offer your help. That said, some internships do end up going like this. Sometimes managers just aren't prepared for the amount of work that it will take to manage interns well, or they just get pulled away into something else that they didn't anticipate, and the intern ends up having a not great experience. If you got your internship through school, sometimes there's someone at the school who can help, but other times you just need to kind of learn what you can from the experience, even if it's not what you were hoping it would be. And fortunately, internships are usually pretty short.
Yeah, this actually sort of raises a question for me in terms of structured internships versus unstructured ones. If you are thinking of interning somewhere, like, what can you ask and how can you ask it to figure out, you know, what you're going to get out of an internship?
Yeah, I think a lot of times managers take on interns because it sounds vaguely like a good idea. Oh, someone to help that you can delegate work to, without really considering it's a real-time investment to train and adequately supervise someone. And so they get the intern there, and the work that they've had planned to take up the whole summer ends up taking up like 2 weeks, and then they have nothing else for the person. So it is really smart as an intern when you're interviewing to ask things like what sorts of projects you'll be working on, what previous interns have accomplished, what would make the internship a success by the end of the summer, what do they hope you will have accomplished? And sometimes you'll ask those questions and get blank looks and sort of vague answers. So that if that happens, that is a hint that this might not have a lot of structure.
Yeah, that brings us to a very important topic, the idea that internships are not equally accessible to everyone. Not everyone can afford to take an unpaid internship. Some internships are not paid or they're underpaid. At the same time, a lot of jobs ask for experience that you can only get in an internship, which kind of puts people in a catch-22. We got an email from an anonymous listener in California who basically said, look, how can I escape the you need experience to have a job but can't find a job to give me experience circle? How do you make that calculation, sort of internship versus paying job?
Yeah, it's true that there are big problems with unpaid internships, and not everyone has equal access to them. A lot of internships do pay, though, so it's worth looking for those. Or if unpaid internships are the norm in your field, try looking for one that's part-time, like only a day or two a week, so that you can supplement it with paying work the rest of the time. But, I mean, it's certainly true that internships do have a big advantage in that they can give you the chance to get your foot in the door in the field you want to work in. So if you can intern, it's smart to do it, but you can also look for other ways to get the experience an employer is looking for, like volunteering a few hours a week or organizing a project on campus or through a class. But also, I really want to stress that for students and new grads, any kind of work experience is helpful. So people who can't afford to intern shouldn't worry that it's the kiss of death for their careers, because lots and lots of people don't do internships and end up just fine.
We got a somewhat related question from Ashley Montgomery in D.C. And this is, I'd love to hear what you have to say about this. She says, is there such a thing as being overqualified for an internship and getting turned down? And in that case, she's asking how you can, you know, convince a hiring manager to take a chance on someone who's seemingly overqualified.
You definitely could be overqualified for an internship. And if you are, but you want it anyway, you've got to figure out a way to explain to the employer why you'd be excited about it and why you'd excel at it. Because when someone is overqualified, the worry on the employer side is that you'll be bored or that you'll quickly become dissatisfied with the work they're giving you and you'll start pushing to do other things rather than what they have you there for. So you've got to make a compelling case for why you would be great for a role that on paper you look too experienced for. But also, if you're really overqualified, don't assume that you have to do an internship. I mean, you don't always have to start at the bottom just because you're changing fields. So it's worth talking to people in the industry you want to move into to see if there are other paths into it.
We're going to switch over to the other side of things. And we have a great question from a listener who's clearly really thought about this. Let's play that.
Hi, my name is Samantha Navarro, and I'm calling from Dallas, Texas. I work as one of two photo video specialists at the Dallas Zoo, and I have the pleasure of helping tell stories about our animals and the people who care for them. I am about to have my first intern under me, and I'm wondering what are the number one things you think I should show them and have them do. Thank you.
Such a great question. All right, Allison, hit it.
What a cool job. Some intern is going to be very lucky, I think, to be able to do that. I think the big thing for anyone supervising an intern is to plan to invest more time than you normally would in training and supervising a new hire, because interns need more guidance than people normally assume they'll need. So you want to be very hands-on. Don't assume that they know things. Explain what you're doing and why. Spell out things that might seem really obvious to you, you know, like basic workplace norms, like not texting in meetings or what professional dress really means. And encourage them to ask questions too, because a lot of interns are very shy about asking questions unless you make it really clear that you welcome it. And if you approach it that way, it's likely to go well. I think where people run into problems is when they expect interns to come in as relatively independent, self-sufficient employees with well-developed judgment. The whole point of an internship is that they're not there yet, and your job as their manager is to help them get there.
Allison Green writes Ask a Manager and joins us to talk about work, life, and where the two meet. Thanks, Allison.
Thanks, Lizzie.
Allison's got a new book out with all sorts of good advice. You can check it out at marketplace.org.